blessed. We're blessed because the love of God's in this place. Amen. I told a lady after church today, Miss Agnes, she's doing well after her surgery. But anyway, and you know, I said, Miss Agnes, I think one thing I can always say, these people will love anybody that's breathing. And they'll feel accepted here and family. And she said, I know. And she said, that's one reason I'm here. So anyway, but the thing is, but then it comes back to my joy, your joy, our love, my love concerning each other, concerning the spiritual temperature of the church. And these are things that we need to just have a checkup on every once in a while. You ever go to the doctor and get a checkup? Yeah. So, you know, we're not going to condemn ourselves or condemn each other. By no means are we going to do that. But the thing is this. I can do better. The first love. Everybody say first love. First love. Ann's not here tonight, so I have to be real careful. But you know, first date and all this stuff, and, you know, as the song says, they call it puppy love. What it turned out to be, a lifetime. You all know what I'm talking about. And, you know, but there are ways to keep that love alive. There are ways to keep the love in the church alive. To keep your, and this is, my outlook on this was this. You've lost your joy. The joy. Well, how do I get it back? Let's read on to verse 5. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen. Uh-oh. And repent. Everybody say repent. Repent. What does that mean? Turn around. Go different. Remember where you were. And turn around. And do the first works. He just says, start doing what you used to do. I know this. When I'm not in the Word, and I feel like my spiritual level is not where it needs to be, you know, we get back in the book. Amen. A lot of people not coming, and don't misunderstand, but it's just the truth. Not coming to church and haven't been to church in a while. No wonder their spiritual barometer is not doing too well. And they feel like, God, where'd God go? He hadn't left. But we quit spending time with Him. And here's great. But the main thing, spend time with Him with your life every day of your life. Amen. Amen. You got to spend time. That's where things start going apart, when you stop spending time with one another. Amen. I know. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Okay, thank you. I feel better already. When thou art fallen, whence thou art fallen, and repent, do the first works. I remember Debbie was there. When we rented the little Catholic building for our first services. Anybody else here? I think that's it. Ann's not here tonight. The rest of them checked out and moved to heaven. But anyway, but Debbie was there. Tom and Elle was there. Francis was there. Carolyn was there. I was there and some more were there. And we walked in that little building. I thought it was the Taj Mahal. We were just crying. It was just wonderful. We're going to start having church here. Didn't even have a bathroom. Sandy, can you imagine? Tracy Harris would never hold a meeting there. We'd have to have Porta John out in the yard. Anyway. So, but it was wonderful. It was heaven. Nancy, you were there, and because y'all came. Yeah. And so it was just great, you know. But looking on the outside, you know, we were looking from the inside out because we knew God had called us to do something, and we were in the right town and doing the right thing. So we would clean that thing up, and can you imagine? Debbie and Wanda was there. She's absent tonight. Just kidding. But we cleaned that thing up. It was just awesome, awesome, awesome. We couldn't wait to get there and this and that. But And then we got removed from there when Sister Liz came to town, because she became the new Catholic person. And so anyway, but we were building that building in the meantime, so we were coming over here. And then we came over here. It just like, you know, things are fresh, Jerry. They're new. You know, when you first get saved, somebody said when you first get filled with the Holy Ghost, the first time, you know, you ought to be put in a cage for about 6 weeks, because you want to just shake everybody and cast the devil out. You know, we were all been there. And but then time goes on. And sure, we mature, we understand, but that fire should never wane, that love, that first love for the Lord. Matthew 6 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Seek ye what? The kingdom of God. It never changes. It's always the kingdom first, isn't it? But when I start putting other things first, we always get in trouble. And you know what happens? That relationship suffers. Amen? Because I guarantee Jesus is talking to me sometimes. And, you know, we need to talk. Yeah, we do. Do the first works. Get excited about it. Get the joy back in your heart. Spend time with God. The joy will come back. Spend time with Him. Make time. Okay? Amen. Okay. Or else I will come unto thee quickly and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, and except thou repent. Now, if you read that in the Message Bible, it sounds a little sweeter. but it's still very good. So anyway, let's read verse 6, please. But this thou hast, that thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. Look, y'all, I looked up Nicolaitans on my little phone. You know what it said? Adherent to Nicolaite. I still didn't know any more than when I went there, you know? Jerry, you got something on that?
Well, I mean, I heard a teaching on it.
Okay. I used to, I really forgot, I've studied it, but.
I don't know the teaching, I mean, I trust the guy that was teaching.
Yeah.
He said they had some doctrines that were contrary to Jesus' doctrine.
Right.
And one of the main doctrines that they had was they believed you could do anything, everything was just a go and you were still safe.
Yeah.
And not be whole. You didn't have to live a whole life.
Yeah, there is, but Jesus don't like it, and he said the Ephesians didn't like it. So we don't want to get away from the Apostles' Creed. We don't want to get away from the foundations of the Apostles and the Scriptures. When you do, God ain't going to like it, and when you do, you're going to get in trouble. Whatever church you go to, or if you don't even go to a church, but you call yourself, you know, whatever, don't do that. And he hates them all as well. Verse 7. He that hath an ear, I have two of them. What about y'all? Let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life. Are y'all overcomers?
Yeah.
We're more than conquerors. Isn't that right? The Bible says we're overcomers because we're in him. Not because we're anything special, but because we're in him. Amen. Now we'll give him of the tree to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. That's going to be quite a treat. Amen? Let's think about this a second. The church at Ephesus. Have we lost our first love? And this is a test we all need to take occasionally. It's like before you take communion, you need to check yourself out, you know, and judge yourself and this and that. But unintentionally, we let, and that means you've lost your first love, as King James was saying. We've unintentionally let our love loose. You just stop spending the time. Other things have entered in. The cares of this world, the lust of riches of other things in life. Amen. It choked the word. So we don't need to do that. The parable of the sower identifies it very well. So, but we're good soil. Amen. Have I said I'm good soil? Amen. I love Jesus. Well, how about you? Amen. So we love him, and we love him more and more. But the thing is, don't lose your focus. Know that the main thing is to stay in love with him. If we operate and live our lives in love with him, everything will always be okay. Don't you think? Okay. All right. Life happens. Everybody say amen to that.
Amen.
Christian life happens as well. You know, they say this about love and this sort of thing. It says a song or someone say, lost the wonder of it all. I thought that was funny. But I listened to Rick Renner. I got this off of Rick today. I said, my goodness, Rick, Holy Spirit, this is where I was. And, I don't want to lose this. And it's so important. This is some of what we want to bring out this morning. But he brought that in a different context, which is easier. Because, hey, we could be gone anytime. It's not, the world's not going to get any better. Things are going to happen. It's not going to be, but we are going to be fine. We're in the ark of God's love. We're in Christ. Amen? And we're going to get out of here when we're supposed to get out of here. But before we do, things could get much worse. So let's don't lose faith. Let's don't lose our love for God. If there's one thing you can depend on, God loves you. Regardless of what you've done, what you haven't done, God still loves you. And then when we get this worked up in ourselves and the understanding about it, we go forward. It says here, as we read it a while ago, it said, you have fallen from your first love. Now, you look good on the outside. This is sort of my life, my testimony. You look good on the outside. I wasn't good on the inside. Amen? So, we look good and smell good too, right? All right. We need to remember of what we had. Now, you all are doing well. I'm doing well. We're not really talking about us so much, but we all can glean from this. But there are a lot of people in churches tonight and on Sunday mornings and call themselves Christians who are going through this. They're living this testimony right here.
Yep.
They've lost their first love. Hadn't been to church in 20 years. What happened? What happened? They lost their love for God. Well, how do you get it back? Well, what'd you do when you first loved him? Start doing that over again. And guess what? It'll catch flame again because God is not going to move. He's going to reciprocate. Amen? Okay. Rekindle the passion by doing what he said to do, or do what we used to do. Rekindle the passion. Spend more time together with Jesus. Make room for God. Be honest with yourself and God. Honesty is a good way to have a good relationship, don't you think? That's a friend, you know. You can just tell them what it's like, and they'll tell you things work. There's one thing as we think about this tonight, aspect of this is this. People can get so, and I know some people like this, they're not here tonight. They don't even go to church here. But they're so arrogant about their church. Not only that this is the only church, but we have the best. We're this and we're that. They get competitive. That's not the place to be. Really and truly, Jesus wouldn't care if we was out there under an oak tree. It's all about, he looks at the heart. But he has blessed us with a good facility. And I'm so glad. Amen. You know, when we had our board meeting about this building in here, Larry might remember this. We were looking at cost, and I said, we can just get in the dry. You know, that'd be wonderful. And I asked the board, I said, y'all want a Ford or a Cadillac? Of course, at that time, we had more women on the board than we got now. And they all said, Cadillac! So we did. And God, this thing was paid off before we could turn around. What's that, Jeanette, what's that lady's name that worked at the bank? Brenda. I mean, she told you to tell me to come see her about some money. I was looking for some money, interest rates and stuff. And I went to see her. And I went in there 15 minutes. And I'm used to going to my banker, and, you know, and we had to negotiate. And I just said, I can afford this or whatever, but I can't go there. Whatever. Anyway, she asked me how much I need to borrow. I told her. And she said, well, how long are you going to pay for it? How much can you afford every month? I said, what? I've been used to telling, well, this is what it's going to cost you. You know, here's your coupon book, and this is what's going to be on it. And I said, what do you mean? She said, well, we can scoot this on out, make it longer years, and pay will be lower. I said, well, we can do this. She said, okay. So we got it all figured up, and I was gone. And we got interest at prime interest rate. This is back when interest was like 8%. That's unheard of. Anyway, I get home, and when I pull up the drive, Ann's out in the front porch saying, the lady from the bank just called and said, first time ever. And Tracy just prophesied here, first time ever is going to happen. She said, first time ever. She had to call Tupelo and get declared. And he said, let them have the money. She said, I've never had that to happen. God is good. God is good. So it's good that we have a nice place. Aren't you glad? And y'all keep it nice. I'm so glad about that. We got Diane and Jimmy here. She may get the big head, but everything is always nice, and y'all keep it nice. Like I say, some of the churches I go into, nice churches, big ones, are so filthy. To me, that's disrespect. I think you lost your first love. Remember the first car you got? Washed it every day. Be good. Teenager, first car you ever got. I got a 53 Chevrolet. 54 Chevrolet. Washed it every day. Freddie, it used more oil than it used gas. Had a little blue circle coming out the back tailpipe, you know, going down the road. Steering wheel was this big around. Peggy, you'd have liked that. It's like driving a boat, you know. And then I went and bought me another steering wheel I had to put on. Bobby Jean Gillentine put it on for me. I bought one of those little ones. I didn't have any sense. You can tell that these guys know about car. This is not power steering. I got a little bit of steering wheel, you know, and that other one's humongous. He put it on there for me. He called Daddy and said, Jim, you need to tell Jimmy to get another steering wheel. This is too small. You couldn't even turn it. I'm going like this. I look like Annie driving her 56 Chevrolet. You know, and so we got that swapped out a little bit. Got me one of those wood grain kind. Cool. $25. Probably $225 today. I'm showing my age. I'm telling my age. I don't want to show my age. I'm telling my age. But anyway, God is good. We wash those cars. We take care of things around here. I think we appreciate them, and it shows. Because we have people come in here and say, how old is this church? I said, it's 23 years old. No. I said, yeah, 23. And that's a brag on you guys. Amen? And a brag on Jesus. I just think things. I don't think heaven's going to be a dump yard, y'all.
No.
It's not going to be dust up there, Keith. Keith. I got two brothers that both named Keith. Keith and Keith. Hallelujah. No dust, no mud. Hallelujah for about that. In heaven. What time is it? I'm rattling right on. Oh, I got time. Spend more time together with Jesus. Make room for God. Be honest with yourself and with God. There's no, listen, this, if you don't hear anything else, there's no replacing staying or being in His presence. You just got to be there in His presence. That's where everything, He wants to talk to you. He wants to talk to me. I'm too busy. Preacher's too busy, you know. We've got to get everything perfect. No, we don't. We just need to talk to Jesus. Amen? Let's just say it out loud. In the name of Jesus, I will not lose my first love. Amen. There's no replacing of being in His presence. In Timothy, Paul writes to Timothy and says, Timothy, stir up the gift that's in you by the placing of my hands on you. This gift of the Holy Ghost. That'll get you going, won't it, Jackie? You get to praying in tongues, get to feeling good, spending time with God. Next thing you know, man, you're back to where you're supposed to be. Well, let's just stay there. Glory to God. Amen? Stir up the gift. Stir up the gift.
Amen.
Stir up the gift.
Yep.
Y'all need to do some stirring so we can move on to the next point. Stir up the gift.
Yeah.
Stir up the gift.
Stir up the gift.
Run around the room like Jeff does. Do something. Hallelujah. I thought Jimmy's going to run, but he's leaving. He's going to walk around the church. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Stir up the fire. Stir up the gift within you. Karen, Doug, would it be possible to find that song tonight? I may be a little late on this. Coming back to the heart of worship. It was a church in Australia, Charlene Dorch, whatever. Well, how you pronounce her name? I forgot. It's an old song. I'm coming back to the heart of worship. Anyway, while they're doing that, we'll move on right quick. Here's another little tidbit for you. It's scriptural. The Bible says obedience is better than sacrifice. If we'll just do what we're supposed to do, it won't be so much of a sacrifice. Amen? It's better than sacrifice. Amen? Obedience. But I just don't feel good. I don't want to do that. Well, I didn't want to get up when the clock went off this morning either, but I did. Amen. And here's another little tidbit that'll help us along the way, Lynn. And all our conversations. I can do all things. Philippians 4:13. But that is not where it stops. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us.
Right.
Do not allow pride or arrogance to get, well, boy, our church is so good. We can just do anything. We're not leaning on man's arm. We're leaning on God's arm. He is our provider. He is the one we pray to. He's the one we sow seeds into the kingdom of God, and He blesses us back. We are so blessed here. Thank you guys for always tithing and giving. And God has taken it and blessed you and blessed us. Amen?